If this man were to develop disease progression, what would his next likely therapy be?
So for this gentleman, I would really entertain a checkpoint inhibitor. We don't have a wealth of data for checkpoint inhibitors in BRAF patients, but here with high PD-L1 expression, with his smoking status, I would pursue a checkpoint inhibitor in the absence of additional data right now.
I am kind of curious, though, because I'm hearing more and more people talk about chemo/checkpoint inhibitor, even in patients with high PD-L1. This man has a PD-L1 of 90%. Do you think at this point, if he were to progress now, do you think he would go with just the checkpoint inhibitor or give a little chemo, too?
Yeah, so a great question. For me, I think it's an open question for PD-L1 high patients, whether you use single agent pembrolizumab or chemo plus PD-1. And the factors that I take into account are, one, symptomatology. You know, if he was really sick and the pericardial effusion had come back and I needed a response, then I would use chemo plus IO. Comorbidities, age. In this gentleman, he had renal insufficiency, can't really use pemetrexed based on his degree of renal impairment. So that just makes me more go towards the single agent PD-1 path. But I think it's a great question. We need longer follow-up from KEYNOTE-024 and from KEYNOTE-189 to sort out what do we do in those high PD-L1 expressors.
Well, also, I'm kind of wondering if you could, regulatory-wise, would you consider carbo, paclitaxel, bevacizumab, and atezolizumab?
I think that if someone was really symptomatic and you wanted to give them a chemo plus IO combination, that's something that you would think about, which is the quadruplet once it's approved. It's already on NCCN as a Category 1 recommendation, so you could pursue that.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Lung Cancer Update.